The perils of plebiscites, polls, votes and other ways of measuring public opinions, we're right in the middle of it at the moment. Unless the High Court says no, we're going to have a mail-based question sent out to us all that we're going to have to fill in and send back. They haven't told us yet whether they're going to give us free post on the way back or whether we have to find stamps as well. This is actually something that's quite hard. I had a conversation with somebody and a younger person said, when's the last time you actually used snail mail? And they said, I can't remember. So we're pushing something which is going to appeal much more to older voters, to people who are used to sort of filling things in, putting them in envelopes and sending them off. So that's already a problem. Why are we doing this? What's the problem? Why aren't we letting the politicians make decisions? This is not a plebiscite in the general sense because it's a set of voting papers that's been posted out to people. It's actually the worst way most people in the market research area say of getting a good return. You get 10, 20, 30% returns on postal votes. It's the lowest of any type of survey. It's likely to be completely unrepresentative because the sorts of people that are likely to answer it, and I just saw a news poll where they said 67%, that's two-thirds of people said they would answer it. Well, they're probably not being exactly truthful. But say even half of it answers, and I think there's been some estimates by the Prime Minister that half it answers. Which half? Are they representative of the population at large? The government is saying, oh, well, if they don't answer, it means they, you know, they're voting no. Automatically, they're out of it. They have no say. Yet it might be the fact that we know young people are not on the electoral rolls. 250,000 of them were missing at the last election. Now, I gather quite a few more have now put themselves on the roll. And incidentally, if you're out there and you're not on the roll, you have till Thursday this week to actually do something about it, so do so. Put yourself on the roll so at least you have a chance to fill in the letter. But whichever way it goes, this is going to be unrepresentative. And that's really important, because if this is going to be taken as whether or not the Parliament goes ahead with it, that it's possible that a low turnout, particularly by young people, may mean that the no vote comes through, and then we're neither going to have a vote from the people on gay marriage being positive, nor are we, according to the government, going to have a vote in Parliament because they will not pick it up in Parliament. So the whole thing falls off the agenda, except it really won't because it'll keep coming back. I used to teach research methods and I just want to briefly point out what a representative sample or representative poll can do. It means you're actually trying to make sure that all of the sectors in the community that actually could have opinions are represented in that. If you do a census, you interview everybody. And in Australia, we've got to fill it in because it's legal. You can get punished. But anything less than that is usually called a sample. And what a sample means is that you're going to actually pick people to represent the particular groups in the population, and usually you do this by what's called a random sample, because if you've got enough people in a random sample, it will be generally representative of the population at large, so you do tend to leave out small groups. This is neither. It's not going to be everybody, because a lot of people we know are not going to answer, and it's not a proper sample. Now, there is the possibility, because they will have our details on the electoral roll, that we could actually adjust the results by looking at the number proportion of older people versus younger people by electorates or whatever it is. But the government has ruled that out. They're saying if people don't answer, that's their problem and they're not going to do anything about it. So we're likely to have a sample which has a lot of older people who we know from the surveys tend to be more against it, and a lot of younger people who are not going to be on the rolls or going to forget to post the letter, because there's also quite a long time between the time you get it and the time it's due to be posted back, which we also know is bad practice. So I'm saying, please get out there and vote. Please get out there and vote yes, so at least we can make the politicians do what they're supposed to do and vote on the sorts of issues. This is really not an issue of free speech and all the other sort of rubbish they're putting up. It's a way of saying that same-sex couples should have the same right to be acknowledged and recognised as opposite-sex couples, full stop. So if you're not on the roll, make sure you are. If you've moved, make sure you've changed your address and vote. Don't vote. This isn't a vote. But put your views in and hopefully we'll get back to some sort of democratic good sense.